But the frost had only hurt the leaves, the hanging out leaves. But the center of the stalk was left alive, see, with the frost.
Yeah.
But if it come a little freeze, yeah. You could plant it over then.
I see.
It got cold enough to freeze with it.
Yeah, say it got so cold one night, the lake, what would happen to the lake? Have you ever had a lake?
Lake freeze?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've had them become late in the year that... And the one year here, we had a snow the 7th day of March. The only snow we had here in years and years. It was about 6 inches of snow. But we don't have snows from the north. Don't come there. They have to come from the northwest.
Uh-huh.
And creep in under us. So, what do you call them? Men that tell you about the weather, the weatherman? I guess you'd express it that way. But they got to be real smart. When they get way up, they call them something else. It's been to school a long time. I can't think
blizzards.
Of the name of it.
Huh? Blizzards?
No, the men that announce it, do the announcing. They call them zoologists or some kind of name they give them anyhow.
Yeah.
I can't think of. Well, anyhow, we had a real smart one in New Orleans, and he told us we'd never get a snow out of the north. It would always come in out of the northwest here. It's mm-hmm. creeping under this cloud of hot air that comes from the Gulf of Shelter that's over the like
yeah.
this, and he said
they
had to come in under it. He said there's no way for it to come in like this. And so every snow we ever had come out there, kind of northwest.
Huh.
I might say west.
So let's see, if the lake, what would happen to the lake? You say the lake.
Oh, it had a late freeze or a late spring.
Yeah, the lake. You say the lake, last night the lake
froze over,
but in parts of the lake, I mean, what if it wasn't frozen all through the lake? Would you have different words for, like,
well,
the sides were?
Like on the, I've seen Back Bay froze over down here, and if it froze over everywhere but the channel,
uh-huh.
right where the deep water was at,
uh-huh.
but there'd be ice all the way across there, and I rode over a wooden bridge while that was there. No clothes much on. Damn, it was cold.
If you say, if the water pipes, you know, something happened to them at the same time, the water froze up in them, you'd say that the water pipes
burst? Or the freeze bursted all the water pipes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it froze hard enough last night to bust the water pipes at my house. That's you didn't know what you're getting
yeah.
after a freeze, you know, or tell people.
Yeah. What do you call the cloth or rag you used to wash the dishes with?
Well, we always call it dish rag.
Dish rag?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And after you wash the dishes, you...
dried them with a...
Yeah, but before you dried them, generally you left.
You rinsed them again in a good clean water.
Yeah.
And then dried them.
Okay. And what would you use to dry the dishes?
Called a dry rag, or a real white cloth.
Dry rag?
Yeah.
You know, what was this like small piece of paper, and that small piece of cloth you'd use to bathe your face with?
We always called it a wash rag.
And after bathing, you dry yourself off with a
towel.
What do you turn on the water pipe at the water pipe in the kitchen sink?
A faucet.
Okay. And would there be one outside you'd use?
Oh yeah.
What would you call it?
Well, it's called about the same thing.
Uh-huh.
But, it's quite a bit of difference. The ones you use outside, it's got a hose on them, see?
Uh-huh.
And that makes, but you still call them a faucet out by the well, or you'll get water out to the faucet down at the barn or something
yeah.
like that.
Did you ever hear them called spigot?
No, I thought that's what you drank water out of.
Yeah.